Thanks for joining us for WKAR's Current State. I'm Mark Bayshore. Veteran soccer coach Eric Rudland leads the Lansing United squad as head coach and general manager for a second season. In his first year at the helm, Rudland led the club to a 10-3-4 record and a Midwest Region Championship. Rudland has coaching experience in the USA and in England. He served as the head coach for Spring Arbor University from 2011 to 2012, and there he led the Cougars to two tournament finals. WKAR's Al Martin spoke with Eric Rudland by phone last week to talk about soccer in the U.S. and Europe and the recent FIFA scandal. Al also asked Eric about some of his favorite stops along his career path.
That's a tough one. I mean, each place I've been has just had a different dynamic, and, you know, I've been able to work with a lot of great people along the way. So, obviously, what we've got going on in Lansing is definitely been a highlight. You know, we've had some success. I've had the opportunity to work with some really nice players, and, you know, the community has definitely gotten behind what we're trying to accomplish. So, you know, it's been a great stop for me along my soccer journey. Obviously, the experiences over in England for me were, at the time, life-changing. You know, just being able to work with the pro club day in and day out and see how soccer operates at that level. So, you know, for me, I'm just fortunate to have some good opportunities and some good experience and now able to share that with the guys in Lansing. So,
yeah, Eric, and you know what? When talking about the popularity of soccer here in America, it seems to be growing each and every year. Of course, you know, last year with the World Cup taking place, I mean, the phenomenon of that was unbelievable. I mean, I would go to different restaurants and different bars here in Lansing, and there would be big gatherings to watch USA's games in the World Cup. And now we're seeing, you know, with the U.S. Women's National Team, they have now begun their quest to capture a World Cup championship. The buzz is starting to rev up once again. For you, you know, someone who has, you know, coached in England, what's the difference in soccer culture in the U.S. compared to where you were in England?
I think the biggest change in the culture over there is obviously soccer is the number one sport, and there aren't as many competing sports at the professional level. So when you look at soccer in the U.S., you know, you're competing with American football, baseball, basketball. You know, a sports fan can be drawn in a number of different directions. But it's actually, like you mentioned, very cool to see a shift right now in the culture of American sports where professional soccer is really starting to find its own niche and it's breaking through in that market. So, you know, the expansion of the MLS, USL Pro, which is, you know, a third division hierarchy of U.S. soccer, is really taking a chunk out of the market now as well. And for us, you know, we're trying to benefit off of that, obviously, in our community level in Lansing. And I think you'll just continue to see the popularity grow in time as these clubs are now becoming more marketable, more appealing, and really giving fans a great experience when they come out to watch games.
Eric Rutland, the head coach of the Lansing United soccer team. Eric, 10-3-4 record in a Midwest Region Championship in your first year. The success of that first year, what was that like for you?
It was a great experience. You know, we obviously had some hopes and expectations in year one, and I think we kind of overachieved and exceeded all of those expectations. So, you know, for the players that were with us, it was great for those guys, and it really set up a lot of our players to have success in their fall seasons in 2014, and then we were able to push a couple players into professional teams, you know, who are currently pros right now. So, you know, it was very rewarding just from a results standpoint and, you know, bringing some hardware home to the club. But it was also great to see a lot of our players that were with us benefit, you know, from the team's success, and they've pushed on to higher levels of the game now.
Now, looking at your squad this year, how pleased are you with the way this season has gone thus far?
You know, we're pretty happy with where we are. Obviously, we could always do better. You know, we've dropped points in two of our MPSL matches. You know, we drew instead of winning, which those results can be disappointing. But, you know, we've had to juggle some variables this year that we did not have to work with last year. You know, our early season preparations really revolved around our run in the U.S. Open Cup, and we did have a bit of success in that competition. So that has actually taken away a little bit from some of our, you know, MPSL preparations early on. And now, obviously, we've shifted our focus into the MPSL matches. But, you know, dealing with what we had to deal with, I think the boys have responded and done very well. And, you know, obviously now our focus is just on our remaining MPSL matches.
Eric, do you think this year's team is better than last year's or has the potential to be so?
Yeah, I think from an overall talent perspective, the pool of players we have to work with this year is better than last year. You know, what still remains to be determined is do we have those one or two players that can really put the team on their back and carry us far, you know, into the MPSL playoffs. And so last year we had a couple of guys emerge around 5-6 games into the season where we really felt like those players could put the team on their back and help us accomplish a lot. And so I think we have, you know, the talent. It's just which players actually have that personality to break in and get that job done for us.
Now, Eric, I want to change the dynamic of the conversation here, and I want to talk about soccer. I want to kind of go back to the perception and the popularity of soccer internationally here. Now, of course, with the U.S. Women's National Team beginning its quest to capture a World Cup championship. Now, on the contrary, the men's national soccer team is ranked 27th in the country. When looking at United States soccer, comparing the genders of men's and women's, why do you think the dynamic is so different in how good on a national scheme both of these teams are?
Yeah, I think when you look at the differences, you know, the U.S. was actually one of the first countries to really support women's soccer. So from day one, I think we're on the forefront as a country in kind of pushing the envelope with the women's game. And so you saw a lot of early success with our women's national team. And now, quite frankly, there are other countries around the world who have started to catch up to the U.S. You know, China's very strong, Brazil, Australia. Yeah, that was actually a huge win for us because they're one of the top nations in the world as well. So, and it's basically a reverse cycle that's happening on the men's side where, you know, historically speaking, we were one of the last countries to get serious about producing a quality U.S. men's national team. So we've been fighting an uphill battle, but there are a lot of really positive changes and good support and investments taking place on the men's side of our country right now. And I think you'll continue to see the U.S. men's national team grow and have success on an international stage.
And why do you think that? Why do you think the U.S. men's soccer team is sort of trending upward?
The reason being is for many years, the focus was just kind of at the top level of the U.S. men's national team. So there were a lot of focus once players made it to that stage. And what you're seeing right now is a shift of focus that's actually targeting the next generation of players. So U.S. soccer is spending a lot of resources on developing, you know, 12, 13, 14-year-old players that are the future generation of soccer. And when you look at the most successful countries in the world, you know, Germany, you know, Spain, Brazil, you know, the focus starts at a very young age. So players have a good technical base, they have good tactical understanding, and they have, you know, 12 or plus years to prepare to playing on an international stage. So the U.S. has finally caught grasp of that and again, is paying a lot of attention and, you know, is actually running a full-scale you know, program right now starting at age 13 for the next generation of men's national team players.
We're speaking with Eric Rutland. Now, Eric, I got to bring this up because it has been a topic of discussion day in, day out. Of course, I'm talking about the FIFA corruption case. Now, near the end of last month, 14 people indicted in connection with an investigation by the United States Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI, and the Internal Revenue Service Criminal Investigation Division into wire fraud, racketeering, and money laundering. For you, Eric, when you first heard this story, when you first saw it break, I want to know, what was your initial reaction first?
Well, I'd like to think it's the same as most people's. You don't want to believe it at first, right? You want to think that, you know, the game that you're in part of day in and day out is clean and people are in it for the right reason. So that was my immediate reaction. And then the second thought is, wait a second, let's look into this and see what the facts are. And just like everybody else, you come to realize that there's corruption in, I guess, most professional sports, most businesses, and soccer is definitely not immune to that.
Yeah, and of course, with Sepp Blatter, you know, stepping down as the president of FIFA, what do you think, first of all, what do you think this story does to the perception of soccer as a whole? And you know, what are your thoughts about Sepp Blatter stepping down? Did you see that one coming?
No, I didn't, to be honest, because, you know, right before he was reelected president, he basically said, you know, he's good to stay. stay on. There's no reason for him to step down. And then, what, 10 days after he's named president again, he steps down, which kind of validates most of the evidence and facts that I think were brought to the forefront. So, you know, it's definitely disappointing, but I think FIFA just really needs to use this as an opportunity, you know, to set a new standard, to raise the bar and then move FIFA in a more positive direction, and also hopefully try to create some transparency as well in regards to, you know, how World Cups are placed and how they're voted on. And, you know, it's really, I think they can take an opportunity to really move this thing in a positive direction and continue to grow the brand of soccer globally.
Eric, how bad do you think this hurts soccer?
You know, quite frankly, I don't think it does. I think right now when you look at soccer in the U.S., there's so much momentum just on a domestic stage with the growth of, you know, professional soccer and amateur soccer. You know, I think people read it and say, all right, let's see what happens. And because it's one of the first kind of, I guess, global phenomenons with FIFA, I'd like to think that most people are going to give them a second chance and, you know, give them the opportunity to make things right.
Definitely wishing you guys all the luck in the world. Again, Eric Rutland, head coach of the Lansing United soccer team. Eric, thanks a lot for your time. You take care.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Al. Take care, guys.
WKAR's Al Martin there with Lansing United head coach Eric Rutland. Catch Al on Current Sports weekdays on AM 870 WKAR and Wednesday evenings on WKAR-TV.